Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Hello from the Become More Studios.
Good morning.
And these guys crack up every time I say that because, you know, our studio is really studios and there are three. And someday we might be sitting in a really cool room with awesome headphones on, looking like we're radio stars. But I can honestly say I think we all have a face for radio. And
Lord Carmen.
So here we are, and you guys out there are lucky that this is a podcast. Our question today is about engagement, and not the kind of engaged you get when you're, you know, successfully online connecting, but engagement at work, engagement with your work. And we've talked a little bit about love the last couple of weeks. Should your job love you? Should you love your job? What do you think people should expect in terms of their engagement at work on a daily basis?
This is such a popular, that phrase even is like really part of our culture right now, which is kind of interesting.
The research we look at talks about there's four primary factors of engagement.
Right.
And I actually like the definition of engagement, thinking about is someone willing to give discretionary effort? Because it actually, what to me, that definition is the anti-quiet quitting, right? Quiet quitting is I'm going to do the bare minimum of my job, which again, you can listen to our quiet quitting podcast about that. If really they're engaged, are they willing to give that discretionary effort? And that really is the function of, are they in the right job? Do they have some kind of connection to the people they work with? Do they have a connection or a relationship and a good relationship with their leader? And are they aligned with the culture or the values of the organization? And each of those four elements are going to add or take away from that person's willingness to give that discretionary effort.
And the piece about that, and if you just think about it, none of us, well, it's an unusual human being who, if you look at the amount of energy, right, that they have and focus that they have their foot all the way down on the gas pedal going as fast and as hard as they can. So the organization comes in and says, you know, this is the minimum. Otherwise, we're going to be having conversations with you about your being here. So every person probably knows where that minimum is. And then the question is there a time period when this individual will donate? And that's an important word, will donate and go ahead and push that gas pedal. And sometimes that means I'm going to donate time, right? Sometimes it means I'm going to bring my ideas to the table. Sometimes it means passion. I mean, that donation can come out in a lot of different ways. And I don't want people to think that it's always, you know, working extra hours, that type of thing. It can come out in many, many, many ways because we people who have quietly quit that are there for the hours, but they stop bringing their best ideas to the table. They stop bringing their pace, right? They brought their pace way down. They could go faster in terms of how quickly they do work, but they decide, you know, that they'll slow down in terms of that. We used to see that on manufacturing.
And we were with a client and they had an incentive in place based on doing some work. And once you hit a certain number, there were dollars associated with that productivity. And then the dollars were capped. And it was really interesting when you looked at the data, no one ever got above that capped number.
Wow.
How
that
curious.
Must have been a stretch goal. I mean, and, like really stretched them, right?
Well, and then it wasn't based on like so many per hour. It was based on, did you accomplish that in that day? So they had people who would be like, oh, I haven't hit that number. I'm going to stay two more hours. I'm going to get paid overtime and make sure I hit my thing. And so again, well-intentioned objective was driving the wrong behavior.
Yeah. Incentivize the wrong thing.
Yeah.
gamed, actually, right? You figured out how to game the system. So the piece about that for me, right, is, you know, all of us, whether we want to admit that we are not balls to the wall all the time, we have discretionary effort to give. And I think our current culture says, as an organization, it's our job to find a way to make sure that people are going faster, harder, giving more all the time. That is the organization's responsibility. And that's, you know, all of the engagement surveys. And then when it comes back, the organization's going to do this. The organization's going to do that. The organization. We just did one for a company. And, you know, the results were given back. And then the senior management came in and said, here are the 17 things that we're going to do in response to the engagement survey. And I think that is the traditional response to those kind of surveys and that kind of data.
Or at least it is for companies who care enough to have asked you to consult with them on this question.
Well, that's true, because some people don't care about it at all. But there's another side of that, because in the kind of culture that we're in today, there is this thing, and it's kind of tit for tat. What have you done for me lately? And that is a two-sided coin that in some cases, we're seeing a culture where they want it to be one-sided. Scott, when I say that, what do you think?
No, I completely agree. I actually think many times people believe it is, my manager needs to engage me. I totally and have believed for many, many years, it is a two-way street. If I, as an employee, am unwilling, or I'm just going to be like, oh, I'm waiting for them, it's a little bit like I'm going to watch for what's wrong versus watching for what's right. And if I'm not willing to ante in at all, and I don't necessarily mean stay late or whatever, it's just, am I willing to give them a break? Am I willing to see, are they trying? Are they, then what am I doing in response to that? Or am I a passenger along this bus? And I feel like strong enough about it that if you're going to be a passenger, you don't deserve it.
Oh, Scott, that is a strong statement.
Again, yes, you can do all of the things in your job. And if that's all you're going to do, then yeah, you get a wage. And you heard me on the Quiet Quitting podcast. I'll say it again. It is unreasonable to expect that you're going to move up or you're going to get a big raise or any of those things. You're going to get paid for what that role is. And well, then there's a two-way street to say, yeah, I'm going to develop you. I'm going to do these things. And together, we're going to grow. And that's when you then have the opportunity for that raise or whatever that is. Now, again, I'm making the assumption you're paid a fair wage and all those things.
Well, we talked about this in the podcast about does your job love you, mm-hmm. right? And if you are simply doing what you have to do to stay employed, I think you do have to ask the question about why your organization, the people around you, your boss, your circle, why they would be into you. In that particular case, you're just doing enough, okay? And I know, don't get me wrong, that's what we get paid for, okay? However, that's not the thing that says, I am into this company, I'm into my team, I'm into this mission. And I think sometimes there are employees who say, show it to me, prove it to me, you go first. And in that space, I would tell you, I would like your boss and I would like the organization to go first. But sometimes they do and people miss it because they expect their company or their bosses or their teams to be perfect. And the fact is that we are a whole bunch of human beings and we don't do it perfectly. However, we need to look beyond the mistakes, the not perfectness, and see inside of a real honest to goodness human system, are we headed towards that mission vision? Yeah. Is that leader truly doing the best that they can in circumstances that they find themselves in? And are they making decisions that maybe I don't always agree with, but they're decisions that are in the best interest of the organization moving forward in that big picture? And that's hard to see when you're an employee. The fact of the matter is, though, is we oftentimes hear employees griping and complaining. We call it BMWing, right? And that comes from Cy Wakeman, bitching, moaning and whining, okay? And they're BMWing and they don't even recognize all the cool stuff that's going on in that spot. And then they take their foot off that gas because the organization or their boss or their teammates aren't perfect. And guess what? Neither are you.
To me, it is a two-way street. If I'm just going to sit and wait for you, and then you're like, well, I'm waiting for you.
You're
waiting for me. I know that there are places where pay isn't quite right. I know there are places where, right, all of those things. And, you know,
or industries where they can't do what they'd like to do for their employees.
Right. And to me, it's more about if you're aligned with the mission and the goals of the organization and you're unwilling to put in some level of discretionary effort. And again, I think it's so important to say that doesn't mean go work 100 hours a week every week.
No.
We are not saying that. It's just saying, am I willing to step up in those places to support the team, my boss, the organization to move forward towards those goals? If you're unwilling to do that, how come? And I think you have to look at yourself. And if every person looked at themselves, including the leader, including they would find, oh, I'm not doing what I need to do. And instead, what we're doing is we're saying they're not doing. And I think if we really started to look a little bit more inside and say, why am I quiet quitting? Why am I doing the bare minimum? And look at it just in a fair, rational, reasonable way. I think there's going to be many times where we're being too harsh on others.
And not realistic about ourselves. Mm-hmm. There's a really cool book called The Go-Giver. And it is a parable. And it follows a man as he's kind of figuring out what go-giver means, right? We think go-getter, but go-giver. And a quick little piece about that is when you make the decision to go ahead and give a little bit of discretionary effort, okay? Put your foot on that gas pedal just a little bit more above minimum. And just watch. That means that you're saying, I'm not going to wait for somebody else. I am going to ante in. And in a solid relationship, whether it is a business relationship or a personal relationship, when you ante in, sometimes what happens is so does somebody else. And in that time period where you give, you go giver, and then they give, you're not doing it because they're going to give. But part of it is you feel better when you're your best self. So I'm going to do it and I'm going to feel better because I am being my best self. Someone else looks at that and says, huh, I've been inspired to be my best self. And the next thing you know, it changes what it feels like. And that's that piece that I think it's like you're waiting for someone else to change what it feels like. If you make the decision to change what it feels like and become your best self or headed towards your best self, it is amazing what's going to happen around you simply because of that decision. And so waiting for quote unquote the organization to do it is only shooting yourself in the foot. And you can't control the organization, but you can control you. So instead of saying, you need to engage me, how about I need to find a way to engage myself, step into the fullness of my potential, and then see what happens.
How long should you give it to wait and see what happens?
Oh, that's a really good question. And if you were sitting with a counselor, you would say until you got fed up. But a piece about that is to remember that if this has been your norm, right, that you've been pretty quick to judge, you know, I think you have to sit down and say, like, how much energy do I have for this and in that space? And be a little bit more patient than you've been in the past if you've been really quick to judge. Scott, what do you think?
A couple podcasts ago, we talked about, you know, when do you make a decision?
Right.
And, you know, I said 3 months. For me, I think it's 3 months. There's some premise here that you have to say, okay, in that 3 months, is everything going to change and is it going to be perfect? No.
Look for growth.
Am I seeing effort and energy moving in the correct direction? Am I being fair and reasonable on how I'm assessing that and judging that? And then if the answer is like, nobody's doing dilly squat, and you can really look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I have been anteing in and I'm just not into this. And it seems like they're not into me. Then I would say, yeah, probably it is time to start looking.
The other piece about that is, you know, sometimes I think I'm doing something and no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not saying that you should go toot your own horn. Okay. I do think you need to see if how you are anteing in and stepping up is a place that the organization, your boss, your teammates see as adding value. Okay. So that is a piece that I do want, because you can do something and it's a place where they're like, no, that's not what we want.
I'm bringing donuts every day.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, my butt is already wide. Please stop that. Right. So what are the things that you're doing that, and is it adding value? Checking that to make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in that space, if you are doing things that adds value to your teammates, add value to your boss, adds value to your department, to the department next to it, those types of things, then I think that 90 days is a fair,
yeah, because
you should see a response, a reaction from the people around you, if you truly are bringing value in a way that is meaningful to them. So I like that clarification. That is a super important.
Do you think that 90 days should equal, like, should you be able to get a raise in 90 days?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's tit for tat. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
Right. I mean, literally we have people who think, well, I did this, so I should get something. Actually, that's part of like making the work environment better for everyone. It's not about cash. And that is the mistake that we have people making. I did all this and nobody gave me a raise. Well, we never said you were going to get a raise for being more engaged. Okay. What we said was that you're going to be more satisfied with the work that you're doing and the place that you're working at, and that you'll feel better about you and your contributions. Not that someone is going to help you go out to eat one more time a week because they gave you a raise in your paycheck.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.